And at the White House on Wednesday, President Obama met with a number of U.S. healthcare workers to talk about the Ebola outbreak in West Africa, which has also reached other shores, including the U.S. He then spoke to the nation.
Some of these men and women have recently returned. Others are heading there shortly. But all of them have signed up to leave their homes and their loved ones to head straight into the heart of the Ebola epidemic, like our military men and women deploying to West Africa. They do this for no other reason than their own sense of duty, their sense of purpose, their sense of serving a cause greater than themselves. So we need to call them what they are, which is American heroes. They deserve our gratitude, and they deserve to be treated with dignity and with respect.
President Obama also said he had a message for all healthcare professionals, a message which he shared with the health workers gathered at the White House on Wednesday.
Each of you studied medicine because you wanted to save lives. And the world needs you more than ever. The medical professionals and public health workers serving in Africa are a shining example of what America means to the world, of what is possible when America leads. I said this at the UN General Assembly. When disease or disaster strikes anywhere in the world calls us. And the reason they call us is because of the men and women like the ones who are here today. They respond with skill and professionalism and courage and dedication. And it's because of the determination and skill and dedication and patriotism of folks like this that I'm confident we will contain and ultimately snuff out this outbreak of Ebola.
President Obama, speaking at the White House on Wednesday. Also Wednesday, U.S. Defense Chief Chuck Hagel approved strict quarantine-like monitoring for all U.S. troops returning from the Ebola relief mission in West Africa. You can keep up to date on the Ebola outbreak at our website, voanews.com, and on the homepage, look for our special coverage icon.